Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays here on WKLM. Focus Fridays are brought to you by Hobrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. In today's edition of Focus Friday, I am here with Holmes County Engineer Chris Young, and for WKLM's Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for coming in for Focus Fridays today.
You're welcome.
As the engineer of Holmes County, there are lots of levels of engineer. So what type of engineer is a county engineer?
So a county engineer is both a professional engineer and a professional surveyor. I happen to be a structural engineer with a kind of a construction background. So civil engineer is what we are, but I have a major in structures and a minor in construction.
That seems really handy with the types of projects that you do here in the county. How long have you been the engineer?
So I came to Holmes County in 2001, and I was appointed in 2003, first elected in 2004, been elected since then.
So you've been in for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's gone quick.
The years usually do, and you pretty much know Holmes County quite well now, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
You've probably touched every roadway in the county, basically.
Except for probably the state roads and some of the township roads, yeah.
But what are some of the duties, you know, you say some of the township roads, which obviously you've been a part of different things on township roads. What are some of the duties that the engineer of a county has on their list of things to do?
Well, first we do county roads. And when I say county roads, a lot of people get confused. You know, they consider the state roads. So there's really three levels of roads. There's state roads, county roads, and township roads. And we take care of all the county roads, from, you know, maintenance, the culverts, the bridges on those county roads, repaving. We don't repave ourselves anymore. We do not chip and seal anymore, but we used to. Then we do nothing on the state roads. However, we are responsible for the bridges on the township roads. In Ohio, a bridge is considered anything 10 foot or greater span. Other states, it's 20 foot or greater, but in Ohio, it's considered 10 foot or greater. So anything 10 foot or greater, we will inspect, maintain, reconstruct bridges on township roads. So also township roads, it's important to know, a lot of people don't know. So we don't take care of the township roads, but we do give advice when asked, right? If the township calls and asks, I give advice. You know, my guys will go out and help them give advice. We don't necessarily do a lot of work on the township roads, and, you know, nor can we, but we'll give advice and point them in the right directions if they're looking for a solution.
It's good to have help.
Yeah. You know, we have a good working relationship with the townships. You know, by law, we're considered their engineers, so if they need an engineer or if they need engineering done on a project, it goes through us.
And do you guys have other responsibility aside from the roadways in the county?
Yeah, we do. So, as county engineer, we're the draftsman for the auditors for real estate taxing purposes. So that means actually any survey that comes through the county runs through us in the tax map office. So we check all the surveys, make sure they're done in accordance with the conveyance standards. Then we draw them on the maps. Well, they don't do them by hand anymore. They do them by computer drawing. But it's also integrated in the GIS. So we're a partner with the auditor in the GIS. So any of the GIS that is done in the county is through our GIS department. So we're kind of work hand in hand with GIS auditor. And so any survey that comes in, check it, pass along, goes to the auditor, then it goes through the reporter.
And then when people build a new house, they have to go through your office to get their house number.
Well, so that is actually a function of the GIS. However, we approve the driveways, and we also will go out and shoot the house, well, the location for the GIS so he can put it in the 911. So we approved the driveway access points on the county roads and township roads, not the state roads though. And the address points, will, except for in the villages, we'll take care of, or we'll shoot them in for the GIS department. That way it gets into the 911. So
is the GIS part of the engineer's office, or are they a separate office that you just work with?
So they're actually funded by the engineer's office and the auditors, funded jointly. So it's separate downtown. They're with the tax map office and the auditor's office. They have, yeah, basically it's a one-man GIS office, and he does a great job for us.
He does. I've worked with him before on a project. Yeah. So we have a lot of folks that are really easy to work with. Yeah. And is there any other duties of the engineer?
Yes. Let me say, too, the tax map office does a great job interacting with the GIS and the auditor's office. Matter of fact, all our employees do a great job. They care about the county, from the road guys to the office people. It makes our job a lot easier. And then working with other elected officials is great too. Everybody gets along. A lot of places don't. I've seen it, and it doesn't turn out well.
Not at all.
So the engineer is actually, I'm actually appointed the county sanitary engineer. So that's a duty that the commissioners appointed me to handle. So I take care of the public sewer. Now, let me, a lot of people get confused too. We don't handle septic tanks. We don't handle semi-public septic tanks or treatments. We handle, we have six treatment plants, and we manage the collection system for those six treatment plants.
And we can get more into that. We can dig into the depths of all of these, but
sure.
You have a lot of duties.
I do, and I have good staff to help with all those duties too.
Well, let's dig in a little deeper here in the next segment, and we're going to take a quick little break here. That is Chris Young, our Holmes County engineer. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. We are back here on Focus Fridays with Holmes County engineer Chris Young for WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick, and we started learning about what duties the Holmes County engineer has. And Chris, we were kind of talking off air. The engineer's office is one of the few offices that are elected but still has requirements. So what all is required to be an engineer?
So to be a county engineer, be elected or be able to run for county engineer, you have to have a professional engineer's license and a professional surveyor's license.
So that's good to know that the folks that are running for an engineer position are educated to do that job.
Yes. Some states, they actually do not have to have any requirements. They're more of a political appointee, and it's I've seen where that doesn't work out real well. So.
But it's good that our state requires you to have that education, and so I'm sure that you as an engineer have far more than what the requirements are.
Yes. Well, two, we have continuing education. I don't know, 15 years ago they started that. So we're required to have so many hours a year to keep up to date on things, which is a good thing.
For sure, because things are changing consistently.
I grew up in Mogador, went to high school in Mogador. So I played football. Yeah, Mogador's pretty good at football. But I also worked construction when I was, I'm going to say 14 or 15 years old, I started with a roofer, and then I actually went to pouring concrete, and I continued pouring concrete all through high school and summers. So when I graduated, I had a choice to, and I like construction, I had a choice to be an engineer, go to school for engineering, be a union cement finisher, or go play college football. And I chose engineering. You know, sometimes I wonder if that was, I think it was a smart thing to do, but
I think you probably made the best choice.
Yeah. So I have 2 degrees in engineering. I went to Stark State first for 2 years, and then I went to Ohio State and graduated from Ohio State also. So during my stint at Stark State, I was an intern at the city of Akron for the water department, which was pretty interesting. Back then, I would go out in the field, and then I'd come back and draw. Back then, we drew with pen and Mylar. It was, and then I learned not to wear white shirts because I get ink all over me.
So understandable.
Anyway, yeah.
So when I actually went to Ohio State, I got an internship with the city of Columbus. Actually, I went to Columbus first and worked for Burgess and Nyquil inspecting bridges throughout the country as I went to school part-time. And then I went to school full-time in, I believe it was the winter of 90. So then I went to school full-time and I ended up getting a job at the bridge engineering section for the city of Columbus. So I worked for those for the city of Columbus all through college. And after I graduated college, I worked Cozing for 2 years down in Meigs County. I actually helped my father-in-law milk cows too, so
you've got all the qualities for Holmes County at this point.
Met my wife and helped her father milk cows. That was interesting. I went back to engineering course. So then I worked for a couple of private engineering firms before I got a job with in the sanitary engineer's office at Stark County. Worked there for a few years. And that's when I met, or I was introduced to Bob Kasner, the previous county engineer. He interviewed me. And, you know, we lived in Baltic, so it was a long drive. So I met Bob, and Bob hired me. And I came to work for Holmes County in 01, which was, you know, my wife's from Sugar Creek, so that's kind of how I got in there. And yeah, it was interesting. It's been a great time. I've enjoyed Holmes County and the people.
Well, your pathway definitely led you to have a little dabble in a lot of the different things that you're in charge of here as the engineer.
Yes. It was a little bit of experience here and there led me to where I'm at now and what I do for the county.
Did you know you were going to ever run for like a county engineer as you were doing each of these? Or did you kind of get the job then and be like, oh, hey, this all worked out really good?
So back in high school, I went to Buckeye Boys State in high school. So I ended up running for office there, and I ended up I ran for office. It was the city engineer. It's kind of interesting.
A little preview of coming attractions.
Yeah, and then, so after that, my grandmother was on the board of elections for Portage County, and I ended up doing a job shadow with the Portage County engineer, whose name was Leroy Satram. Met the deputy engineer, his name was Mick Morazzi. So I ended up, Mick Morazzi took me out. He was the Portage County deputy engineer, and then later on he was the county engineer, and he's retired now. But he took me out and took me to some bridges, and I thought, hey, that's pretty cool. So I kind of had that in mind, and that's why when I went to college, I took some surveying classes also. And that just kind of worked out. You know, when I was in the private sector, I didn't think I'd be in public service again, but it turned out it just worked out that way.
You were building your resume.
Yeah, it's been a good career. Yeah, you know, it's not done yet. After this, I'll go figure something else out to do, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, you can definitely see that we have an engineering department that cares in Holmes County. We've got great infrastructure here, and we'll talk more about that in the next segment. This is Holmes County Engineer Chris Young. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. Welcome back to Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. I am with Holmes County Engineer Chris Young, and we've been learning all about the engineer's office, and obviously with all the different things that you guys do in the engineer's office, funding has got to be quite substantial to pull all this off.
Yes, it's always a topic that a lot of people actually don't know how the roads and bridges are funded. It's very interesting. So let me begin by, not so much anymore, but I've gotten a lot of phone calls over the years that says, hey, you know, I pay my property taxes, I want my road fixed. And I'm like, okay, your property taxes, let me start by saying, for county roads, we don't get a dime of the property taxes. Not one dime. As everybody knows, and the hot topic today is, you know,
property taxes.
Property taxes. So the county roads don't get property taxes. Now, some of the township roads do, but that's not funded through my office. So my office is actually funded, and people are right when they say, hey, pay my taxes, but it's gasoline tax that's collected throughout the whole state. A certain portion of that based on population, and then a certain portion divided by 88 comes back to the county engineer. So we actually have our own budget. We're not in the general fund budget. So our county roads are paid by what we call MVE taxes. So first part of that's gas tax, which I just explained. The second part is actually license plate fees. So the license plate fees, $5 of that comes to the county when you go to buy your license plate. Now, commercial trucks, depend on the number of axles, is more, of course, because they do, you know, they're harder on the road. So that comes back to the county. The other thing, which is kind of unique to Holmes County, there's only, I think, believe, two other counties in the state, and we've been doing this for 10 years now, and we're almost done with our second cycle first time around, is the 0.25% sales tax, which we're very blessed to have that. If we didn't have that, things wouldn't be good. There are some counties that are struggle hard right now. You know, we're blessed. So this 0.25% sales tax generates about $3 million a year, and we pave, believe it or not, a lot of people don't know how much a road costs to pay per mile. It's right now, the last prices we got, and it goes to public bid, was about $170,000 per mile to pave a road. And that's an inch and a quarter of paving 20 foot wide with the stripes, centerline stripes, and the edge lines. So that's a big number.
A very big number.
It's a very big number when you add up. And we do about, I think this year we did roughly 25 miles a year. So we're in the 10th year of the cycle. And actually, I should say, we have 250 miles of road that we take care of. And that's, if you want to call it lane miles, we have 500 lane miles.
So, and we can get deeper into roads here. Now, those are how the road part of the engineer is funded.
Yes.
Now, how is the rest of what your office does get funded?
Okay, so the surveys, the tax map is kind of an interesting office. And these are all created by either the Ohio Constitution or the state law, Ohio Revised Code. The tax map office is actually the two employees that are down there that run the office that check the surveys that come in. That is actually general fund money. However, that general fund money, when somebody conveys property, there is a fee that's attached. There's a slight portion that's supposed to go to fund that office. So basically it goes into the general fund, then it's supposed to come back to fund that office. And that's how that's funded. So it's not real, again, it's not real estate taxes that funds that office. It's conveyance fees. The other thing is, on surveys, the county engineer's job is perpetuate the public survey. So that means a lot of people, I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but like the county boundaries, the township boundaries, the major surveys in the county, the Greenville Treaty Line, the sections, the quarter sections, we're responsible for that. That actually comes out of our budget and MVE funds to do that. And when you talk about funding, I should not fail to mention the Amish donate funds to us for the roads. Some years back, there was a law passed, I don't know how many years, 20 years ago. The state legislator made a road donation fund. So before, you couldn't donate to the roads. So now there's a road donation fund, which actually anybody can donate to. So if anybody out there listening would like to donate to the
if roads, you don't like your road, you can donate. And
yeah, if you want your mile paved, send in a check for $170,000. Just kidding. It allowed people to donate to the use of roads that have horse-drawn vehicles that use that road. So basically all our roads in Holmes County, horse-drawn vehicles use that road. So anyway, we get, it's collected actually, it's statewide. It comes actually, the people that are in charge of it are in Holmes County. It comes to Holmes County. They distribute it based upon population of Amish in the township and then overall county and then basically the state. So the state gets a portion, that's a smaller portion. The counties get a portion, and then each township would get a portion. So they get the checks directly mailed to them. We average roughly $300,000 a year that goes towards that. And a lot of people don't know that. The e-bikes, we don't get anything from the e-bikes. If we did, we'd be the richest county in the whole United States. But you know, someday, maybe there will be. But for now, we don't get anything. But they also, I know, given the safety issue, but the damage to the roads...
It's far less.
It's far less than the horse and buggy.
Is there any other ways that the engineer's office is funded? Or have we kind of tapped into all the available funds for the engineer's office?
Pretty much, yeah. That's. I mean, we do collect a fee for the driveway and addressing. I mean, it basically covers the cost of us going out and,
right,
and doing that, but that kind of offsets it. You
know. I know I didn't know all the ways you were funded, so this has been really eye-opening. Yeah, we'll hit grant funds, we'll hit roadways here in the upcoming segments. We're going to take a little break now. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays, speaking with our Holmes County engineer, Chris Young, on WKLM. Back again here with Holmes County engineer, Chris Young. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. And we were doing a lot of talk about funding. And one of the points of interest that we didn't talk about the funding for, that we'll talk about the funding and how it works in general, is the Sanus Harris Sewer Department in the county, which the engineer is in charge of. And so how does all of that work?
Okay, so the sanitary engineer, it's an appointed position from the commissioners, so I am the sanitary engineer. So we have 6 treatment plants. And let me see if I can name them right up. Berlin, Walnut Creek, Winesburg, Mount Hope, the jail system, and over at the Mohegan River, we call it October Hills system. So, and then all those treatment plants actually have collection systems. All the customers that are on these different systems actually fund the public sewer, the sanitary sewer. So basically, it's a break-even nonprofit. Basically, that funding, user fee, connection fees go towards capital improvements, and also part of the user fees go towards capital improvements, but a lot of it goes to operations. Believe it or not, we have just 2 employees in the sewer system. The rest of the treatment, the people who run the treatment plant is contracted out. So there's actually two people in the treatment plant running it, contracted out. And then we have 2 employees that run the whole system and take care of any maintenance that needs done, which we have quite a bit of maintenance. I believe we're up to, you know, Holmes County is not flat. We, believe it or not, we have 37 pump stations now.
Wow.
Yeah, in our system. So it's quite, you know, wish it was flat and everything would flow gravity, but it's not. But we do service quite a large area in the county. Our businesses rely upon that. Our residents rely upon that. The clean water is a must. So we take a bad product and we clean it. So a lot of times it's cleaner than what's actually in the creek already. So that's an important job, running these treatment plants and overseeing the collection system.
And it's kind of like when you're in a village or a city, that money can only be used in that department. It can't be used anywhere else.
That's correct. Yes, it can't be used anywhere else. So yes.
And there is some special licensures to be able to run sanitary sewer, and that's why you contract that out, correct?
Yes. Yeah, they're treatment plant operators that certify it through the Ohio EPA, so we have different classes that run our treatment plants, depending on the size of the treatment plant. So our largest treatment plant will be the Berlin Wastewater Treatment Plant. That'll be 450,000 gallons a day. The next is Walnut Creek's 400,000 gallons a day, and on down to, so the smallest one would probably be Winesburg. Believe that. Well, we just did an upgrade there, so it'd be about 90,000, 98,000.
It's a lot of water cleaning happening there.
It's actually an interesting process. You wouldn't, you know, if anybody's ever interested in taking a tour, I'd give them a tour. We could go out there and It's interesting. It's not as dirty as you think it would be.
No, I have actually toured a sewer plant before.
Yeah. We've tried to standardize across the board on, you know, all our pumps are the same, all our, you know, UV are the same, disc filters the same.
Makes it better for maintenance.
Better maintenance, less costs, you know, and it's easy. It's easier to find a pump off the shelf, you know, rather than have 50 different pumps out there, you know, wondering which one you need to grab if a pump goes down. It's, yeah, makes it easier.
And is there anything else you are in charge of when it comes to the sanitary sewer department?
So we actually do the billing in-house. Mary over at the office does that, and I think everybody knows Mary.
Anybody who has sewer knows Mary.
We're customer service oriented, especially Mary. Working with the customers is key.
And then it is mandated that the county do provide sanitary sewer in the county, correct?
Yes. So, you know, like I said at the beginning, there's public sewer, which is what we do, and then there's private, which is the health department. So we work hand in hand with them. You know, they, you know, like Colton the other day sent an email and said, hey, you know, there's a person here that's wanting sanitary sewer, public sewer, how far are you away? So we'll work with them, determine if they can be serviced or not. Basically, the whole county is our service area, except for the villages. The villages have their own, you know, like the village of Millersburg mm-hmm. has their own treatment facilities and water facilities. We do not provide public water. So that's Walnut Creek, Winesburg, and Berlin. Our water companies in Holmes County. But we work with those companies because generally we're servicing a lot of the same people. Not all the time, but yeah.
The engineer's position definitely sounds like a position that collaborates a lot with a lot of the different entities in the county. All right, well, we've got more to discuss with Holmes County Engineer Chris Young on A Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. I am here still with Holmes County Engineer Chris Young. I'm Melissa Patrick for A Focus Fridays on WKLM. And we've really been taking a deep dive into the engineer position here in the county. And we talked about funding a while back, but grant funding kind of comes in for all of the projects that you do, whether it be roads, sanitary sewer, all of that. It's a big part of how you get projects done.
It is. And it takes a lot of time. Well, it takes a lot of my time. I do a lot of grants, and I've done a lot of grants over the years for the county. The road side, we deal a lot in federal grants, state grants, and we kind of dabbled in local grants, you know, CBDG over the years. But, you know, federal grants is probably the most time-consuming thing that you can do. Of course, they love their paperwork. So
they are a big stickler on paperwork.
It drives you nuts sometimes. And two, you know, well, I'm going to stay positive.
You earn your keep with federal grants.
Oh, yeah. So the roads and bridges are let's talk about those first. So we do a lot of, there's a County Engineers Association of Ohio, which we do a lot of grants, federal grants that are funneled through ODOT, which actually funnel through the County Engineers Association of Ohio. And it's based upon a point scale, and there's different grants. There's safety grants, there's what we call LBR, which are local bridge funds, and then there's like Safe Routes to School grants. These all come through, well, let me back up. The Safe Route to School goes directly through ODOT. The safety funds, LBR funds, would go through and what we call CSTP, basically surface transportation grants. Those would go through CEAO. So we interact with the County Engineers Association. We fill out the forms. You know, that's where a lot of our road striping, believe it or not, road striping is about $6,000 a mile.
Woo.
the good
But we stripes. Get the good stripes.
We get the good stripes. But here's the thing. You can get the cheap stripes, but you end up doing it three times.
Right. You might as well get the good stripes.
It ends up costing more money. And you can't keep, you know, they disappear so fast. You get the cheap ones. They disappear so fast, you can't keep up with it. So we get about 250,000 a year towards the striping program. We've done pretty good over the years. I don't know how many rounds we've gotten. For the longest time, of course, when I came to Holmes County, we didn't have many guardrails in Holmes County. We've done about $300,000 a year in guardrail grant funds through CEO for a long time. You know, we haven't had one for a while, so I think we got most of the roads covered now. Then two, you know, the federal government changes the standards on you, so you got to go back and almost redo things. So we've got signed grants where we, you know, they decide, hey, let's do this, and then somebody else new comes in at the federal level and says, well, we want
to. Like, nah, we're going to do this.
So we've decided, you know, to try to keep up as best we can. So the LBR funds, the most recent one that we did, it was the covered bridge over to Mohican River. We got LBR funds in that, which is the local bridge funds. I believe we got about $5 million for that one. Then we had some OPWC money and then some State Infrastructure Bank money in that too.
You can even get grant funds in the case of an emergency, to help keep things from being a danger to the public, but without dipping into other funds elsewhere and keeping other projects from happening.
Correct. Most recent, actually, in the townships too, it goes through our office. It's the OPWC or Ohio Public Works Emergency Grant Funds. So basically, if your road would get washed out or your culvert would get washed out,
and or someone crash into your bridge.
Yeah, somebody crashed into a bridge. Yeah, we've seen that before. They're called emergency funds. We actually had FEMA come in over the years a couple times and talk about paperwork too on FEMA, but they've helped quite a bit, I believe up to 75% of a disaster declaration. So it's there for us. The thing, you know, lack of maintenance is not considered an emergency, so you just can't not take care of something.
What?
Yeah, I know. We know that. So lack of maintenance is not considered an emergency, but a disaster is. On the sanitary sewer side, we deal, of course, with, you know, most recently we have at the Berlin Wastewater Treatment Plant, we're doing some copper treatment, and then also an upgrade, which would be the upgrade is phase two. The copper treatment, we received federal ARC grant funds in the amount of $250,000, and Congressman Troy Balderson got the grant fund for us to pay for that phase of $1 million, which was great. And Troy for that. So we're working on actually the upgrade phase. You know, Berlin's growing, and that we're applying for federal economic development funds, and you'll see here we're going to try for Ohio Public Works funds of an amount of 700 and some thousand, and we may end up having to take a loan for a million of that. But the good thing with those, the grant fund loans, and they're not grant funds, but they're loans, 0% over 40 years.
Interest is what gets you.
Yeah, interest gets you.
Go interest-free first.
Go interest-free first, yeah. So hopefully we're successful with that.
Grant funding is really what helps keep things up to date and functioning, yeah, and going in the engineer's office.
Yes, and that's a lot of, you know, all over the state and country, grant funds drive, you know, it's a lot of work.
Grant funds are a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but you can't really survive without them.
For sure. Well, we'll wrap things up with Holmes County Engineer Chris Young in the next segment for WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick. We're back one final time with Holmes County Engineer Chris Young. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays. And in one of the prior segments, you mentioned the County Engineers Association, and that would be one of the associations that you're involved with?
Yes, that'd be one of them. First, let me say, and I got to tell you, that all engineers are not boring. I've worked very hard not to be boring and to actually have conversations. So appreciate you asking me here and the opportunity to let people know what I do and what my office does. And, you know, I will say that, you know, we try to serve the public the best we can. I think our guys do a wonderful job on the road. A lot of times I don't get to see them out there working anymore, but I know they're out there working hard for you guys, and I do appreciate them and appreciate the public too. I've had a lot of good people, you know, they comment, they text and say, hey, good job on the road. And I'm like, well, you know, I didn't do it, but I'll let the guys know, and that we really do appreciate that. Or the ladies that bring, you know, donuts out to the guys, you know, working on the bridge or whatever, that's great. So anyway, like I said, I try to learn to communicate over the years. Just ask my wife. I belong to different organizations. I've belonged to them since I was in college, beginning with the American Society of Civil Engineers. Very interesting group. I'm on the structural committee for that. But they actually put a report card about America infrastructure out every year that Congress relies upon to, and it covers every piece of infrastructure from rail to, you know, to waterways, to ports, to bridges, to sewer, water, roads, and it gives us grades. Nationwide, we're not doing
well. We didn't do well. We had a couple stories on that.
I've been a member of that for a long time. Also, the Professional Land Surveyors of Ohio, you know, we meet a couple times a year. Like I said, I get continuing education, but that keeps us up on, you know, any law changes, fixed requirements for surveyors. The latest and greatest, you know, when I started, they didn't have GPS. Now they run GPS. It's and if I wouldn't have went to continued going to, you know, classes, I wouldn't know anything about it. But anyway, the other group, of course, is County Engineer Association of Ohio. That's 88 county engineers, basically every county engineer in the state of Ohio. And the collaboration there is absolutely amazing. You know, if somebody comes across something, like for instance, there's a lot of different counties that have Amish in there, and so they'll call Holmes County and say, hey, how do you handle this?
Because they're new to it.
So they just had Amish move in, and you know, they're wondering what to do, and so they can call. So we rely upon each other. We do some peer reviews for each other. A lot of the grant funds that the state does flows through there. So I was actually the district chairman on the board of directors for our region at one time. That was, it was about 5 years. It was very interesting. The other is the National Association of County Engineers that I belong to. That is very interesting because Ohio does it one way, or, you know, 88 different ways, but each state actually does it a lot different. So out west, you have a lot of federal forest land, and it's very interesting how the salt tax is very interesting out there. Just the different climates, the different things that people have to deal with. You know, California, I've met guys out there that, you know, they design for earthquakes. It's amazing what they do. Oregon, they do, you know, build a lot of bridges out of timber. You know, we have two here in Holmes County now, but yeah, it just, everybody does it different, and it's amazing to learn that.
You never know when it'll come in handy.
Yeah. So I've had other people from other states call about the Amish. Just collaboration. The Ohio Public Works Commission, I'm actually chairman of this district. It's like if you don't show up for a meeting, they elect a chairman.
I know how that goes.
That's been interesting. It's a lot of work. I'd say that most of the work falls upon Corey Baker. He is actually the liaison. I'm the chairman, but Corey does a lot of the work. I'm also on the Omega Transportation Advisory Committee, chairman of that group, I think for another year. It's important to belong and do things for the committee.
You can't be isolated.
No, you can't be. You know, I wouldn't. We would have missed out on a lot of different opportunities over the years if we weren't involved. So. So you gotta be involved or get left behind. Of course, the local officials, we collaborate with the local officials. I do collaborate with the commissioners maybe more than any other local officials because of the sanitary, and also, you know, I help them with different projects. Basically, if anybody needs help with projects of any sort in the county, really in any infrastructure, and we're always willing to help people if they need to help. So, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, are there any last thoughts in closing here on your office and anything that folks should know?
Well, just, yeah, if you guys have any questions, feel free to call.
It's been fun learning about it.
Well, I hope I wasn't too boring, but yeah, I'm glad to talk to you. Thanks for inviting me. I do appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for showing up here. We appreciate learning about all these new offices, and I don't think a lot of people realized all the pieces and parts that went together in the engineer's office. That was Holmes County Engineer Chris Young, and for WKLM's Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by Hobbins Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rhodes IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Make sure you tune in each and every Friday for Focus Fridays, where we focus in on the elected, appointed, and volunteer positions functioning right here in Holmes County. If you ever miss an episode of Focus Fridays, you can go to the website, WKLMFM.com, and click on the Focus Friday icon, and you'll have access to all of the Focus Friday interviews. In the next edition of Focus Fridays, we focus in on Magistrate Julie Dreyer. It's all here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM.